Welcome to Armageddon After Party, a beacon of hope in a dark, dark world. I'm Dick Loverboy here in the bunker once again with the Reverend Florist in Pig Row.
Letting you know I'm here.
Boop, boop, boop. Is that how you let us know? A little cracking. Crack action?
Mm-hmm. What are you drinking there, buddy?
What am I drinking?
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking that delicious Bebo.
Ooh, a Bebo. Creature Comforts. That's all I ever Athens drink. Finest.
I'm addicted to it.
Straight up Creature Comforts snob?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I don't know if it's a snob. I just really like that one beer.
I think you need to grow the ends of your mustache out a little bit more if you're going to be drinking that all the time.
Twirl them up a bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I'll do it.
You're halfway there, though.
I mean, if that's what I have to do to keep drinking Bebo, I'm not going to stop drinking Bebo.
No. No, don't stop.
God, last summer when they had a shortage of it,
oh,
I was scared.
Yeah?
I was really scared.
Creature Comforts pulling a De Beers? Were they hoarding Bebo to drive up the...
No, I think I heard they had to like dump a batch of it.
They had to dump a batch. Yeah. Sometimes you got to dump a batch. You
Sometimes
know what I'm saying?
It's a bad
what did
brew.
That batch do to deserve dumping?
Man, it doesn't matter. That batch probably mouthed off.
They have a
time.
Standard that they live up to.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And if it doesn't reach that standard, then you just dump it.
You just dump that batch.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one in the red and white can that I love so much?
The Ret and White can?
Yes, Ret.
Are you talking about... PBR?
Yes, the red, white, and blue and silver can.
That's the new PBR, APA, the American Pale Ale. Have you guys had this?
No.
Yeah, PBR is making a pale ale now.
Oh, dear God.
Really?
It's the PBR APA. It's not bad. I'm not going to lie. It's not bad.
Well, thank you for not lying.
Yeah.
I was just thinking how awesome if Creature Comforts did their version of PBR, how fucking incredible that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's called Bebo.
You think so?
Now,
whatever.
I don't know what kind of beer is PBR. Is it a Pilsner like other things? That's what what Bebo is, right?
Yeah, Bebo is a Pilsner.
An American lager? Is that what PBR is?
Are you making fun of me?
No, it's just...
Were you calling me a pussy?
Yeah, well, maybe.
For drinking a Pilsner?
No, I'm just saying like
fucker.
A lot of American beers are...
I don't really assign like any values to somebody for the type of beer they like. Like I don't know. I guess some people that are really into like IPAs are like, you're a fucking pussy. You don't like IPAs? No, I just don't really like them that much. But I've never looked at somebody that likes IPAs.
You are a fucking pussy, but for so many other reasons.
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
we need Mother here. He took the beer class at UGA. He could identify what type of beer all of these things are. All
right, hold on. Let's stop this podcast and go get Mother.
Just go get him.
Well, you want to just show up? Hey, we got a question.
Hey, buddy.
Why don't you give him a call? Let's get Mother on the phone.
We need to set this up. We need to. I don't even know if we can run a phone through the boards. We haven't done this in so long.
Well, let's pause it. Let's run a phone through the boards. We're gonna take a break here, folks, and when we come back, we're gonna have Mother.
And we're back. We couldn't make that happen at all.
Oh,
wow. That was a horrible failure. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He stopped taking my phone calls for some reason.
Right. Well, you know, I would too if I was him because you suck.
But no, what is the one in the red and white can that I was talking about? Is it a Paradiso?
Paradiso, yes.
Oh, some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And the Atlanta people love the Tropicalia.
They do. You know, Atlanta people, they love the Tropicalia.
Do they?
Yes.
Do Atlanta people
they do.
Love the Tropicalia?
I've got it on good.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Why do the good people of Atlanta
say anything about them being good people?
Because it's not available there, so they crave it because they don't have it.
First of all, they're in Atlanta, so probably not good people. They just love traffic more than anything else in their lives, apparently. Oh,
no shit.
Just want to go home after a nice 2 hours in stupid Atlanta traffic, and they just want to crack open a nice Tropicalia and have a drink. But they can't because it's not there.
Mm-mm.
Unless they're Athens friends, bring them a six-pack.
Right. It's nice. It's nice to be an Athens friend. But then you have to go to Atlanta.
And you're just like, I'm sorry. Like, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Maybe get
not
married.
Coming down 85.
Maybe get married and I'll come visit.
But they will, like, certain places. I know there's certain gas stations down there that will, like, get a case or two at a time on a certain day, and then it just people just, and just grab it and get out.
Are you saying that this wedding we're going to this weekend in Atlanta is not going to have Tropicalia? Tropicalia?
I can't say that for sure. I'm not. I haven't. This hasn't been addressed in any of the emails that
I've
seen.
It's not going to have Tropicalia? No. It's not really Atlanta, I guess.
Where is it?
Johns Creek.
Johns Creek?
Johns.
No, they think they're Atlanta.
Didn't they secede from Alpharetta a few years ago?
No shit. When we
want to make our own city.
When we were preparing for the Christmas concert that I couldn't take part in this year because of a series of weird circumstances. But when we were going down to Atlanta for our practice sessions, we were coming through Johns Creek. No shit. It was like a mayoral race, and they had Make Johns Creek Great Again. Like, it's scary as fuck to see the effect that Donald Trump has had on even local elections.
Ugh. Ugh. There sounds like a great place to go visit.
Johns Creek.
Yeah, I'm excited.
There was somewhere, I don't know if it was, I'm assuming, I think it was meant to be a little anti-immigrant, but like Johns Creek is for the residents or something like that. It was like, ooh, they're trying to keep new people from coming into Johns Creek. They didn't come out and say brown people, but I kind of got that vibe off the sign.
Unless you're rich, then you can be as brown as you want.
I don't know. You got to watch the rich brown sometimes.
Yeah. Is that their slogan in Johns Creek? Yeah.
You've got to watch the rich Browns.
Probably, let's be honest. It's on the backside of the Make Johns Creek Great Again sign.
Oh, I did find myself in the past.
It's like the B-side.
The past couple of days, I did find myself going through beautiful Helen, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Hadn't been up there in a while.
Oh. You go tubing?
No, wasn't able to. There was a Bear Hollow. Wasn't that the name of the bear place you could go see bears, like in downtown Helen?
I don't remember.
It's a
bear place.
It's a hardware store now.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I remember the little putt-putt they used to have there.
Oh, it's still there.
Is it still there?
In the ice cream shop close by.
Oh.
Yeah?
I haven't been to Helen in God.
Me neither. Do they still have a little water park there?
Yes, they do have the tubing, because it's $5 just a tube down the river, or $20 for unlimited tubing and access to the water park.
What?
I believe that I used to have a coworker who, this sounds awful.
Sold meth.
I believe.
Sold meth to people going down the river in Helen?
No, but who, won money in a lawsuit against the water park in Helen because their child got injured on an old slide, like got like a long ass fiberglass splinter or some shit.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And its leg? Where did you say?
I'm not sure where on the body. I'm going to say leg. Let's say leg.
Oh. So just coming down, it got caught somewhere where it was busted.
Yeah, it was like a weird. It didn't seal together.
Could you imagine like you're down at the bottom waiting for your child, but first you see a little trickle of blood coming into the fill up in the pool, and here comes your kid with a fucking piece of fiberglass stuck in your leg.
I've never been to that water park. I have weird memories from when I was young that I mix like some places we went to in Florida with like other places that we went to. And I think when I'm thinking of the water park in Helen, I'm thinking of a water park in like somewhere in Florida, not Panama City. I know that's
somewhere in Florida they had a water park, but it was not Panama City.
We're gonna narrow this down. There's a couple of other cities. There's Miami.
Well, no,
Tampa.
Tampa. Yeah, I think it was the Panhandle.
St. Augustine, Florida. Daytona.
I've never figured out that the Panhandle is the part that's over like on the ass end of Alabama and Mississippi or whatever over there.
Right.
Because when I was a kid, I always thought they both sections of Florida kind of look like a Panhandle, but that's just me.
I think Panhandle means it's the handle is caused by a border with another state, and What you're thinking of as the other handle would just be the peninsula.
Peninsula, yeah.
So, yeah. I'm thinking maybe Destin. That's kind of like in the
The
armpit of the panhandle.
Yeah.
and the peninsula. Hmm. I guess the peninsula pit. Could we just call it that? Yeah, Destin is the peninsula pit of Florida, I'm pretty sure. And they have weird water park there that reminds me.
No, they do. We used to go right outside. Was it Grayson Beach? Fort Walton is right there before you get into Destin.
Maybe. I haven't been there.
Because Destin's like an hour from Panama City.
Right. So what was the water park situation in where you were at?
It was just your typical, it just looked like Panama City. It just had like where you had the go-kart track and then you had like a water park with slides and shit.
Right.
Just, like a strip of just shit.
I don't know.
Putt, all that shit.
I have a weird
arcade
memory of like a sidewalk that's a street sidewalk that you can walk down, and to your left is like a really forested water park area with like built into the ground slides. You know what I mean? Like it's not like raised up on legs. It's like it's sliding down the contour of the actual ground there, and they just like dug a slide into the ground and concreted it.
They call it the trench.
That sounds like whitewater.
No,
I mean there's not that many hills in Florida, right? Like Florida is extraordinarily flat. I think you'd be hard pressed to find hills in which to dig out places for slides, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's
certainly not whitewater.
No, gotcha.
We used to go to Destin.
That I know.
Destin quite a bunch as a kid. We would go there. I just remember the one theme park they had. Well, theme park, but a little park they had. It was a big arcade, and then they had two different tracks for like go-karts at this one place. And it was like the one that's built up. Like you do this, you go up and then come down.
Ooh.
Big wooden structure, yeah.
Right. Tracks or the water slide?
Tracks. No, I never did the, like, it was, I always felt it was stupid to go to a beach and you go to a water park.
Right.
I don't know. We would do one night.
You're like,
right.
If your parents were going to the water park, that's what you were doing.
That's true.
This is stupid.
I don't know. It's always just, I hated whitewater. I hated going to whitewater.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I hated it. I fucking hated it. Because I always just felt unclean. Like, really, I felt like I was going to get sick. Like, really bad.
It's because you were unclean, but yeah. It didn't have anything to do with
whitewater.
And
the fucking little floating river thing that goes around the wave pool.
That's the best.
People just pissing in that.
Yeah.
Just pissing in
that.
Yeah,
of course. You drink that water. It's fine.
Just swimming in that. Bullshit. Not too long ago, those kids got the E. coli in it.
But that's what I'm saying.
20 years ago.
Did you feel uncomfortable at the time, or are your memories slightly altered by the E. coli situation?
I remember going as a kid. I went and I participated, but there was always just, I just felt creeped out just because of the other people there too. Like there's a lot of creepy people.
That's because
of
what happened in the locker room.
I just remember going to White Water and just wanting to see some titties.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? That's like what your main focus was?
Well, no, I think it was because like one of the earliest times that I remember going there, we went with some family friends, and this friend of my dad's, this nice guy was, they were like, oh, hey, tell us what you saw. And he's like, yeah, I was down at the bottom of the dragon's tail, and some girl came down and her top flew off. And I was like, oh, wow, that's what I'm going to be looking for forever.
The dragon tail was a fucking motherfucker.
Oh, dude, yeah. You get air on it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Scary as shit when you first go down that motherfucker as a little kid. I thought I was going to die. It's like, I'm going to go over the side. I'm dead.
Yeah.
But no, but when you get in the pool with like the big wave pool with everybody, it's like fun for a minute. But then you're like, holy shit, there's a lot of fucking people in this thing. And then just where you're standing in line and everybody's just walking around all day, barefooted, wet.
Did your parents pay the extra money to get you a tube for the wave pool, or were you just out there getting squashed between fat people and inner tubes?
My parents never took me. I never went with my family. It was always going with someone else's family, or it was like it may have been like a church trip thing in the summertime with a bunch of,
Church trip. That's when you want to see some titties.
I didn't mind going down like the slides. doing that kind of shit. But when you got into like when you're just kind of sitting in stuff with other like a bunch of other people, it was like
slow moving water.
Yeah, it's like, man, this is some bullshit.
I don't know. I like the lazy
but
river.
Standing in line when it's hot and you're just wet and it's just, and people that you look at for the first, like this is their first contact of water in a long time.
People that have, what are the arm floaties?
But they'll be eating in line and then get on this. It's like, God damn, just all kinds of shit getting in this pool and you're getting in it with a, I don't know. How many people you think could at one time fit in that fucking wave? That's a big wave pool.
I'm pretty sure at Six Flags Whitewater now that you can drink beer.
What?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. And the other people are pissing in the damn
wave pool. It's just all piss at this point. Yeah. Like
that's why you're stopping at the little river and getting in that because you're like, I got to pee. And you don't want to wait in line. Or that's the grossest thing, too. Walking around there and then barefoot. You have to go take a piss. Go to the bathroom. That's why nobody wants to go to the bathroom. That's why everybody's peeing in the slides in the fucking wave pool.
But I mean, if you get out of the pool at the bottom of the slide and you're soaking wet, you can just walk and piss. I mean, it's just going to drip off of you.
That's true.
That's true. So much better. I guess technology now, you can wear like water shoes and stuff now. When I was a kid, you just ran around that damn place barefoot.
It wouldn't like, really, yeah.
Just like chewed up your feet on the concrete.
Blood, just tons of blood coming off your feet, getting in the pool too. Just every bodily fluid that you can think of.
Oh, yeah.
Guys getting handies on the little river.
Oh, yeah,
in the tube. That's why you got the
guys
tube.
Giving themselves handies on the little river.
trying to hide that church trip whitewater boner.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, well, over there, there's Angie. She's looking mighty fine in that one piece. you think Mormons ever go to Whitewater and you know have to wear their Mormon bathing suits? I guess.
Do you think they have a Mormon? What's the Mormon bathing suit?
Yeah, like enlighten us on this.
Kinda like their underwear. You know, it's like a full body suit,
like a Harry Houdini outfit.
Is that the Mormons?
Yeah, Mormons, and you know. I'm sure there are other...
Are you sure about this? That's what they have to wear?
They have to wear it in bed. I don't know about the water. I don't know what the Mormon...
Can they even get in water?
Only when they're getting baptized.
Not after midnight. No. They can't eat after midnight.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah.
If you get them wet, they multiply. Mm-hmm. So you can't get Mormons wet. You can't take them to the
theme park.
I mean, they
want to get wet. You just, you know, you have to say no. Sorry. Didn't realize you were Mormon. You're going to have to.
What was the third rule? Oh, sunlight.
Sunlight, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that puts a damper on things. There's not too many water parks that are open at night. Although, that'd be cool. Let's do a night-themed water park.
No,
people would drown. You would never know.
But you still have lights. It's not like it's pitch dark. Let's do a pitch dark water park. Ooh, it rhymes. I love it.
All you have is like your glow-in-the-dark like suits, and that's it.
No, you just have like you have to wear reflective stuff, so if they do have to shine a light, they can see you. But without the lights, it's
all. This is a great idea.
Yeah, pitch dark water park
only open at night.
Come on down to Pitch Dark Water Park. We only open at night. Pitch Dark Water Park open from 9 to 2 a.m. Specials on Friday. We're going to all the way till 7.
Sorry, I'm
Pitch Dark Water Park. Don't worry, we sell alcohol.
There would be a lot of fucking at Pitch Dark Water Park,
Pitch
right?
Pitch Dark Water Park, where we put so much chlorine in the pool, your sperm ain't gonna live for the time.
I mean, you can't. I don't know if you can.
It burns my eyes.
Pitch Dark Water Park. That. The place where no babies have been conceived. You're going to fuck in our pool. You're going to fuck up her uterus.
just jamming extremely chlorinated water up into her nether regions. Oh, my God.
Pitch Dark Water Park. Making America babyless again.
But, I mean, when you think about like the type of folks that would go to Pitch Dark Water Park... Maybe birth control might be a positive thing for those folks.
What do you mean? Pitch Dark Water Park sounds fucking great.
It sounds a little skeevy.
Skeevy?
A little bit.
Like more skeevy than a regular water park?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. I got to agree with the Reverend.
I don't know. A Pitch Dark Water Park, we got DJs.
I'm just saying.
Oh, DJ.
We got glow sticks.
A lot of glow sticks.
We don't glow stick at Pitch Dark Water Park. We have waterproof LED lights.
Damn. What's the cost of admission to Pitch Dark Water Park?
Pitch Dark Water Park is $2,000 a night.
Oh, okay.
But it comes with free Molly.
Endless supply.
Yeah. All the Molly you want.
All night.
That's Molly. That way the DJ can keep playing, keep everybody happy at Pitch Dark Water Park.
No, I mean, okay. Because if you do, okay, $2,000 to get in?
$2,000, yes. That sounds like a perfectly reasonable.
Is that what you just said?
Yes. That is what I said.
Or is that the overhead for the night? You're trying to clear $2,000 to make a profit.
No, I think, you know, you want responsible people.
I was about to say.
That can afford a $2,000 a night water park.
Yeah.
So you're trying to keep the poor out. I can respect that.
The poor don't like DJs or Molly.
Respectable. I get it. Someone that can afford that is respectable. That has money is respectable.
They're respectable.
Right. They're real respectable.
I don't think the poor have had the opportunity to appreciate a DJ and Molly. Like,
no, they do. They just don't like
them. You can't just say they don't like them.
No, I can generalize all poor and say, since I am a poor, although I do like DJs.
Thank you.
Molly's all right.
Oh, I've got a correction from a previous episode.
Yes?
Yes.
Wait. First of all, you're saying that we were wrong about something.
I think we're wrong about at least two things every episode.
Okay.
And occasionally I catch one of them.
Two things.
That's not a bad.
It's not bad.
We usually talk about more than two things, so.
Right. Well,
most of the time it's like putting it in the butt or like farts or, you know, a dog eating your other dog's pussy.
Oh, it's poon. Dogs have poons.
My bad. Yeah. Poon.
A little cuter, yeah. Well, anyway, we were discussing Criss Cross, and I think we wrongfully attributed the song Aisha to Criss Cross.
Oh, wait a second. I looked it up. That wasn't me that did that.
I'm not sure who it was. I don't keep track of. We're not trying to issue blame here.
Oh, wait, but somebody was wrong, and it wasn't me. Is that what you're saying?
Somebody was wrong. I think if one of us is wrong, we're kind of all wrong.
It wasn't me. Oh, because I didn't call you.
What is it? ABC, Another Bad Creation.
Another Bad Creation. Yeah. They sang Aisha.
I didn't catch it.
Man, that I don't feel bad because that guy's dead.
Jermaine Dupri, wasn't it?
Wait, what guy's dead?
The guy from Criss Cross.
One of the Chris's?
One of the either Criss or Cross, I can't remember.
They're both Chris's.
Jump.
Yeah.
Mac Daddy make you.
I'm not sure if it was Mac Daddy or Daddy Mac, but yes, apparently he developed a pretty severe drug addiction and just
gave out. It wasn't Cross?
I'm not sure if it was Mac Daddy or Daddy Mac.
Are you sure it wasn't Cross, though?
Do you think it could have been Miggity, 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 Mac Daddy?
Probably was.
Probably was, yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry that we got that wrong. That guy's dead. And
so just to clear everything up, for all of you survivors out there have just been screaming at your device for the past couple of weeks.
Right. You know,
another fucking bad idiots. Creation.
We'll try to put out one more recently so
Aisha,
we can apologize for our mistakes.
You are the girl I never had.
Boys to Men, ABC, BBD, the East Coast Family, were they all connected, or did I imagine that?
Back in school, we used to dream about this every day. So we started a group. Yeah.
Which song was that they brought them all together on?
I don't know. Boys
to Men, ABC, BBD.
East Coast Family.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but was the ABC...
I'm not familiar with it.
That was Color Me Bad anyway.
I never would have got that from that. Holy shit.
I want to sex you up.
TikTok, you don't.
Oh, I forgot about Color Me Bad with two D's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Back when videos were the shit. Tell you what.
Videos are still pretty cool. They just, there's not like a...
But it's not Color Me Bad, cool.
No.
Fuck.
I'm sorry. You're right.
They were a beast back then.
Can we go ahead and issue an apology for me being wrong about the video thing?
What video
thing? No, don't ever apologize. Don't ever apologize. I mean,
but we got to make a correction, right? And essentially what a correction is an apology.
No, I am not in any way sorry that we got it wrong. I'm just trying to set the record straight. There's no, I'm not apologizing to the fans. ABC,
BBD.
I'm sorry, guys. My bad. And girls. we should hold ourselves to a higher standard than that.
I think the fans want and deserve an apology.
I think, well, I'm in the middle of it. That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry, guys. I literally just said, I'm sorry, guys and girls. And then you're like, hey, I think they deserve an apology. It's like, they just got one.
I think they deserve a fucking sincere one, asshole.
That was totally sincere. I got all soft and serious. And
hey, guys, I'm really sorry.
Hey, it's just you and me here, all right? Hey. Just want to let you know
how
bad I feel that we provided.
Really sorry.
I don't think he deserves an apology for this. I don't think he was one of the. Maybe he was screaming at the device.
I'm sure he was. He probably wasn't screaming, but he's like, these fucking idiots.
I got to check with him and see if that's continued listening to us on double speed.
Yep, you should. So, how about this Amy Mann chick?
Excuse me?
Any man chick?
Amy Mann?
Oh,
Amy. Amy Mann, what's... How about that? What's up?
Isn't she the girl from the NXIVM
scandal? No, Amy Mann was one of the girls until Tuesday.
God.
Back in the day.
She had an A and an M in her initials, right?
Allison Mack?
Damn.
You were so not close at all. All
right.
You need to apologize.
Let's issue an apology
right now
to all Axiom members.
So, NXIVM? You mean NXIVM. Jesus Christ.
I was just thinking I'm really sorry right now
for the lover boy.
Can't stop pawing me, dog. Oh, why are you in
what
here?
Was that low grunting sound?
Oh, tits out.
But yes, Allison Mack.
Allison Mack. I can't believe, because obviously I whenever I hear her name, I think of The Secret Life of Alex Mack. And we were just talking about 10 Things I Hate About You earlier with the star of The Secret Life of Alex Mack.
Do you ever think about Miggity 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 Mack?
The Mac Dan? Oh,
does it make you jump, jump?
Jump, jump.
It does. It does. Yeah, how about this Allison Mack chick?
We'll just edit all that out later. We'll get our shit straight.
How about it?
Yeah, what do you know about that, Rhett?
Oh, apparently she was not part of a group called Axiom. I don't really know a whole lot. I saw a little story about the... about the NXIVM.
Just bringing topics to the table with no follow-up whatsoever. The kind of interesting things you've come to expect from the Armageddon After Party.
Part of this Axiom group.
I was hoping you would enlighten me a little bit.
I have no idea. You've lost me.
From what I've seen, the guy that's in charge was originally like a... like an executive coach. He was one of those people, like a consultant that would come in and like circles.
You're already wrong. So let me just interrupt you.
Wait, you just said you don't know anything about this.
I don't know the guy's name, but what he had done is started. What he did was he started a pyramid scheme called consumer. Oh, shit. But anyway, the idea was like...
I'm so confused. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I'm trying to tell you in a roundabout way.
Yeah, but you can't remember any of it.
You just got to let him go with this. He's going to get to it eventually.
I'm going to get to
it. When
do
we get to the Axiom?
Anyway, and so he eventually he gets sued by the government for a pyramid scheme, and he settles out of court. And he basically starts this new age type religion that's just like Scientology light, essentially. and he starts getting all these followers and recruits Allison Mack, who's the once former star of Smallville. I never watched that show.
Oh, that I know. Okay. I know who you're talking about now. She was the, she's blonde.
She's blonde. I never saw Snall.
I watched Smallville. I know Smallville.
Okay, so you know Allison Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Mack Dad. not The Secret Life of.
I know who you're talking about now.
But anyway, she gets, you know, a little higher up in this organization because she's sort of famous. And so basically starts recruiting women to kind of start a harem for this guy. And now she's been charged with sex trafficking. And this guy was arrested a little while back, but maybe his testimony is going to try to put her in jail and she's going to hopefully turn on him.
They're going to take him down ultimately. Like, yeah. So, yeah, if you're interested in looking this up, it's spelled NXIVM. If you search Nexium, you're just going to find whatever that like
those five letters put together.
Axiom.
I think Axiom.
Axiom what? What are you going to ask him?
Essentially, yeah, you had that multi-level marketing scheme. But I really do think there was some kind of like executive training and stuff as part of it at some point in time. It morphed into this guy turned it kind of into a cult. And so her role in this was they were going out and getting, I think, a lot of actresses, which if you want to listen to another podcast,
like
the last podcast
on
the left, they do a pretty good breakdown of this.
Wait, better than I just did?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
But they point out that like...
Ask him who's better.
That actresses sometimes need... And actors sometimes need... acceptance, and they need to feel appreciated, and so they're people that can be preyed upon fairly easily. And so yeah, she was part of getting these girls into this harem, and then it would just be like, okay, you've got to take some nude photos or like masturbate on camera, and then they would hold those as blackmail and force them to do crazier stuff. And then it turned into they were getting fucking branded with a soldering iron,
right?
What?
Oh my god, it was crazy.
Damn.
Yeah,
with a combination of both his initials and hers,
shit really jumped up. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so
that's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to know all about it, it's a documentary called The Secret Life of Alex Mack.
Or Mack Like a Truck on Twitter. Wait, is he Mac like a truck or is he awesome spelled weirdly? I think it's AEWSOM. Awesome. That might be Mac like a truck. Anyway.
Okay, I don't know what that means either.
Me neither. I'm just not even sure who that person is really.
Right.
That's a crazy story. She's just recruiting.
Oh.
She's just getting her lady gangbang on.
So what was the pyramid scheme?
Was it the return of the Mac?
Do
you think they blasted that periodically when she would like go away from the group for a while and then she comes back and she's like, you got to play it.
I hope so.
Before we start this orgy.
The pyramid scheme was essentially they would like call people and convince them that like as consumers, they could collectively like bargain to get like better prices on things. And so they would have them like pay into this thing and hoping they would get like good deals and stuff. And I guess it would never... come to fruition. And
have you ever had someone like that approach you?
Yeah, I went to a pyramid scheme like presentation before.
Really? I never went to a present. I had a guy come up. They always start with
multi-level marketing, dude. It's not a pyramid scheme.
Right.
I just want to get the terminology straight. I don't want to piss anybody off.
I got approached by a guy. He came up. He was like, where do I know you from? Like, that's how he started the conversation. I'm like, I don't know. But at the time, I was doing sales, and we started talking and got that from me. So he like set up an appointment to do like some sales stuff. And then it turned out to be where he was trying to get me on a pyramid scheme.
A kid I went to high school with, that's like the bulk of his Facebook presence is trying to convince people to somehow pay their utility bills through him. And then it's multi-level marketing.
How the
it's
fuck
just,
does that work?
I don't know. Like they do cell phone bills. They do utility bills. He's like, talk to me. See how I can save you 10 to 20% on your bills. But I think it's just tricking other people after you get into it, into joining in. And then they're like, oh, it's just dumb.
Right.
It's terrible.
The only way you get a discount is if you get like 10 other people to join in.
Get five more of your friends.
It's the exact same thing. I went to one where it was like right after they deregulated the natural gas industry in Georgia. Oh. And so where you didn't have to only use Atlanta Gaslight or whatever. Uh-huh. Then It was like trying to get people to use this new gas company that was going to be so much cheaper and all this, but you just had to recruit all these other people to also do it, and then all your bills would be so much cheaper. And it's like, I was a dumb 20-something-year-old, but I wasn't that dumb.
I wish I knew to go there. I wish I actually knew, like, at what point it becomes illegal. Like, what it, I guess it is a fraud is what it really comes down to, like, legally. Because that's what Bernie Madoff, that was the thing that he went down for. I guess you're defrauding people.
He went down for a Ponzi scheme.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's completely different. No, it's not. Like, technically, he was charged with fraud. That's why he's in jail. He's not charged with Ponzi scheme. What he did was a Ponzi scheme, is a pyramid scheme, yeah.
Ponzi scheme, it's
all pyramid.
Wait, how do you define Ponzi scheme?
The Ponzi scheme was just convincing people that they
You just had to smack the jukebox and it would start playing?
Hey. It wasn't trying to get people to recruit other people. It was... he just made a fake fund that they were supposedly all buying into, and it wasn't. There was nothing. He never invested it. Never did anything with the money except for using it himself.
But that is a pyramid scheme. Like, you start out and you get like five people to give you money, and then those five people get five people each to give them money, and it goes as long as you can still convince new people. But ultimately, it hits a wall.
That's what Jim Donnan got caught up in here in Athens. Yeah.
Oh, good old Jim Donham. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it was the that was all related to real estate, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
So when I was driving through the mountains earlier this week, I came across what might be my favorite small business I've ever seen in my life. Knives by Lone Wolf.
What?
Mm-hmm. I think it's somewhere between Helen and Hiawassee. On a nice little curve in the mountain road. But yeah, it was Knives by Lone Wolf. I didn't stop in. I was kind of terrified, but I gotta check this out and see if they got a webpage.
Hmm. Were you driving by yourself?
Yeah.
Was this like after you passed Tank Town?
No, I was not near Tank Town. I did not even think about taking the long way out and swinging through there to see how Tank Town's doing these days.
God, I hope it's doing good.
Tank Town.
I hope Tank Town is doing as good as this podcast.
They're probably doing better. They have tanks.
It's true.
We don't have tanks.
They're like ready for the apocalypse. Mm-hmm. These things are one hairpin away from being lethal in Tank Town.
Hairpin.
I wonder what the rules are on that. Like, how quickly they convert those back to functioning tanks, like with guns.
I think it's probably still functioning. You just have to have the ammo. How do you get a, like, whatever size of...
giant tank shell.
You make your own. You just start launching shit out of there. It's like a potato gun. It's just a bigger potato gun.
Like a 400 caliber.
Fucking load it down with potatoes. You imagine shooting potatoes out of that? Fucking some shit up. That'd be cool. Driving up to your buddy's house.
You're like, I need all the white rain you have in this entire county.
I've watched a couple of things recently on the Kim regime in North Korea, and that was one thing that I completely forgot that he did, is like he would take people that pissed him off and like publicly they would put them in front of like anti-aircraft guns, those big like huge machine guns, and just obliterate human beings in front of people, like just blast them apart. Like, oh my God.
Who?
What? Kim Jong-un.
Oh my gosh.
Also, right? Also, they had a picture of him like when he was in high school, I think, over in Europe, and he's wearing a Chicago Bulls jersey, very slender, like very in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of,
he likes the basketball.
Yeah.
He likes Dennis Rodman. Him and Dennis Rodman are real good friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he had a Rodman jersey on?
I didn't check the number. I should have, though. Because they were saying, essentially, in this the documentary that I was watching, they were saying at the time that picture was essentially the only information they had about Kim Jong-un. And they were, like, analyzing the shit out of this one picture, trying to figure out. And it's just him on a soccer field in a Bulls jersey. And they were just trying to gather as much intel from that as they possibly could. But, then he takes the throne, and so they start, like, trying to figure out what they can about what he's like.
So he killed his uncle?
Killed his uncle. Killed his half-brother. That was the guy that got the
poisoning, right?
In the airport. Yeah. They're pretty sure he did. They're almost 100% sure he did that.
Right.
Nobody else probably would have done that.
He didn't poison the South Korean prime minister?
No, that was actually a really moving moment. I think Rogan actually tweeted a video of that. Did you see them like shaking hands across the it's a short, like little, it's a curb almost between North and South Korea.
Right.
But like they shook hands and then they like crossed into South Korea and they shook hands there. And then it's surprisingly sweet for a man who, again, he just destroys human beings with anti-aircraft guns just to prove a point. Like he like takes the South Korean president's hand and they hold hands and then step across into North Korea and shake hands over there too. So it looks like this shit might be happening.
Well, I mean, I hope so. I'm definitely don't.
Do you think he's like setting them up? Do you think he's like trying to get their guard down?
Feels and then all like there's got to be some sort of play happening here for sure. Maybe they're just like that bad off. He's like, ah, god dang it.
I mean, the guy's not dumb. I mean, you make fun of him because he's just this dumpy little funny guy. But like he was able to seize power in that country when there are multiple siblings. Like he made that happen. And I mean, that's crazy. That's fucking insane and terrible the way he did it and the way he maintains power, clearly. But he's not a dumb guy. And he's seen what happened to Saddam Hussein. He watched Muammar Gaddafi get a fucking... Didn't somebody shove a bayonet up his ass on that video, I think? Like, he watched that guy get murdered by his people. Like, he knows the most likely ending to this situation. So he's trying to... Self-preservation, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope... Yeah. I hope by him preserving himself, it helps.
You know? They stop starving their people and putting them in work camps.
Right. But I'm not holding my breath. Not just yet, Oon. Not just yet. Not just yet, Oon. Okay, first of all.
I got into a sauna for the first time ever recently.
We're not talking about that yet.
Oh, come on.
In a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, you looked this up?
Participants believe they are actually earning returns from their investment. In a pyramid scheme, participants are aware they are earning money by finding new participants. And they become part of the scheme. So there's a difference.
So I think the pyramid scheme is the multi-level marketing.
Pyramid and multi-level marketing are the same thing, but that's different than a Ponzi scheme where you're tricking people into thinking they're investing into something that they're never going to make money off of. In the pyramid scheme, they know that they have to get other people to do it or else they don't make money.
Where did you look this up on? What is this from? Wikipedia?
Because I refuse to use that shitty ass. No, I don't care about Wikipedia anymore. That's old. That's old Armageddon after party.
Yeah,
that was before we turned over a new leaf.
We use it for everything now.
This is on a website called Learning English. So.
Oh, I did it again. Sorry. I'm going to put down the pen.
Let's see. Okay, so I found Ponzi scheme on Wikipedia. Let's see what it says about multi-level marketing.
I mean, that's like essentially a pyramid scheme.
But I think with a Ponzi scheme, essentially it's just getting new money from new people coming in. With multi-level marketing, there is some sort of a service or something that you're actually providing. It's still the same kind of principle that new people have to come in. Like
all of a sudden you're going to bend it to make yourself not sound wrong from before.
Ask him about it.
Yeah, multi-level marketing, also called pyramid selling, network marketing, and referral marketing.
I don't think anybody was denying that.
I don't know when it turns into a Ponzi scheme, though.
Because
when there's just nothing actually there, that's when you're Ponzi defrauding people.
Ponzi scheme is basically just, just telling people they're investing in something that's not actually getting invested. And then you're just giving somebody your money. There's no like premise of, hey... You got to bring more people into this in order for you to make money off of it. It's no, there's like a really badass investment that's going to like, you're going to get a huge return off of it. So give me money. And then the word just kind of gets out on a Ponzi scheme. It's not relying on, people aren't thinking they're making money. in a pyramid scheme, I should say, people know that they have to bring people into it to make money.
My God, I just looked up Bernard Lawrence Madoff. Confessed operator of the largest Ponzi scheme in world history and the largest financial fraud in U.S. history. Prosecutors estimated the size of the fraud to be $64.8 billion.
God damn. I mean, that's not really that much.
No,
that's
not at all.
That's a lot of dollars.
That's a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
God, $64 billion.
Woo!
So wait, now can I talk about the sauna?
Yeah, talk about the sauna, jerk.
Yeah, so the hotel that I was staying at for a few days had a sauna, and I was like,
"Did you get in the sauna with your roommate?"
No, absolutely not. This was a very private experience. I went, I heated up the sauna, and got into it myself.
You pour some water on them rocks.
Yes, I did. I took some water in. I stayed hydrated. I'm not sure what the temperature was because I think the thermometer in the
you stayed hydrated in that like the whole reason of the sauna?
Nobody
like,
really knew I was in the sauna, so I wasn't taking a chance on passing out and dying in the sauna.
Oh, that's a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, what was super interesting...
You should have a sauna buddy. That's where he fucked up. He didn't take his roommate. Always have a sauna buddy.
Take a sauna buddy.
Yeah, sauna buddy.
I mean, you know, a sauna is dry heat. It's not like a steam room. So it's just dry heat. And it can go substantially hotter than the steam room can because it's the moisture in the air that actually burns you. Well, I mean, once you get it hot enough, I guess the dryer will burn you as well.
It boils you.
It's why like those people do, like the like Norwegians and stuff, do those sauna competitions where they're in like... I don't know, like 250, 300 degrees.
That's too hot.
Oh, it's way too hot, but it's just a challenge to see who can stay in there the longest.
What if they got up to 451 degrees?
I don't think that's right. Have you seen the previews for that? Is it a movie or a series that's coming out?
I don't know. 451? I don't know. I've seen that, but I don't know if it's a movie or a series.
It's Michael B. Jordan and it's Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Two actors that I've come to love these days.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you marry him? In this America.
I don't think that's... I can't do that.
Oh, there's no polygamy now? I mean, can't we just marry our dogs?
That's the world we live in now, yeah. up is down, left is right. BA, select, start.
Oh! Infinite life, though. Just 99.
But no, so I'm in the sauna. The one of the first things that I noticed, I'd been in there for a while. I still had my glasses on, and they weren't steaming up, which was nice. But I'm just sweating just profusely. But I finally reached up and touched my glasses and realized that they were really fucking hot to the touch.
Ooh.
So I stepped out of the sauna and put my glasses in the locker. That was not the best idea.
Damn.
But yeah, when you pour a little bit of water on the rocks, like just the steam, it feels like the temperature goes up like 10 or 15 degrees almost immediately.
Right.
Just that steam in there just boils you.
Yeah. Imagine if you put your balls on it.
Nope. I was in a bathing suit. I couldn't go into the sauna naked.
You don't know how to like pull your balls out of a bathing suit?
Well, it was kind of because the towels that they had weren't quite big enough to wrap. I mean, they would wrap, but it would be close, and so I didn't want to take a chance on that.
All right.
Oh, I just got an image of John trying to pull his balls out of his bathing suit, which I don't think would be that hard. I mean, I'm sure they're kind of down the leg a little bit. You just pull the leg up.
It's got them tight bathing suit legs.
But it was a very, I didn't really completely feel refreshed immediately. Like I just got out and took a nice cold shower and closed my pores back up. But then I ended up going down to the bar in this hotel, and I'm not good at drinking. Like I've just never had much of a tolerance for alcohol, as evidenced by my 40th birthday party. Yeah. But just started drinking just straight vodka. And got like several drinks in and realized I just wasn't getting drunk.
Is it just giving you water?
No. I watched them. I was just vodka on the rocks with some lime. And yeah, I plowed through several of those and just was like, I'm not nearly as drunk as I should be right now. I don't know if the sauna had anything to do with this, if it's given me some sort of super alcohol absorption powers or what.
I need to get me a sauna.
Yeah, right?
Could you imagine how like on fire I would be on these podcasts if I wasn't drunk the whole time?
But hotel bars are really expensive. So like being able to drink a massive amount of liquor at a hotel bar ends up costing you substantially.
I feel like
is that what you did?
I feel like they're pouring half that bottle out and filling it up with water.
Probably. You probably got a diluted bottle.
Like, man, this is really surely easy to drink for some reason.
What hotel did you stay at?
This was the Brasstown Valley Resort.
Fuck yeah, yeah, they did it. Fuck yeah.
They bought one bottle of vodka in 1982.
Yeah, it's the same bottle.
Yeah. But no,
I'm gonna pour a little bit of rubbing alcohol in there.
I'm gonna try this again at some point in time. Next time I'll be more scientific. I will bring my own bottle of liquor and post sauna. I will test this out.
Say this on your 40th. You look like you had been in a sauna on your 40th birthday. It looked like you were already in a sauna.
Just started sweating. Not sure why. Sweating profusely.
I don't remember coming up to him. I was like, "Hey, John," and he was like, "Bleh." He's like, "No." He's like, "Stay away from me." I'm like, "All right, dude."
Well, no, I just had a couple of people offer me shots. It's just like, "No, don't. No, you'll kill me."
Yeah.
But you had to have taken some.
I'm not sure if I did.
That's. I hope for your sake that you did.
Yeah, otherwise, I thought you did. Someone told me that you took shots.
No.
Really?
Oh.
I did at least one shot. I know for sure I took a shot of whiskey.
Did you eat something bad?
No, just the pizza.
You were fucked. You were not feeling good for a second there.
Maybe it was the
cake. You looked bad.
That was. I'm not sure if he still listens to the show, but big shout out to our good friend Mother for being so sweet.
He took me home. And he took you on a walk there for a minute.
Yeah, and then later my wife was like, he took you on that walk so you could puke if you needed to. And I was like, I don't think that's what it was.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Exactly what it was. We all thought you were going to
get him out of here, let him purge.
I wanted to ask you this because if that's the case, that's a fucking dumb move to be like, oh, let's leave the privacy of these several bathrooms where you could go vomit if you needed to.
Yeah, but it was hard to get into the bathroom. They were fucking occupied.
To walk down a public street in daylight and possibly just puke in the bushes in front of witnesses or a cop?
Everybody knows that. We don't want John puking anywhere near other people because you're going to hear him for blocks. And that's how we knew you didn't puke when you walked down there. You're like, we didn't hear it, so it must not have.
People are in the neighborhood like, there's a fucking bear.
But again, this goes back to my point. Why would you take the loudest puker in the world out farther into public if there's a chance he's going to puke?
We want to hear
that shit. Didn't want to ruin our good time.
Yeah, okay. Damn.
I mean, it was your birthday and all, but...
it's not about me.
I just thought that when they said that, like, you were like, I got to get away for a minute. That's what I thought. I thought you got just needed
some fresh air.
Yeah.
You need to get out all the cloud of
just remember
reefs.
John just snapping at me. Like, just like, what? Oh, no. And just I was like, my bad. You don't look good. Holy cow.
But yeah, that just standing there like sweating and like just rocking, like just kind of slowly rocking back and forth.
That makes it worse. You do realize that, right?
I mean, I didn't have the option
you can
to
do at that point.
Yeah, I didn't have the ability to not rock at that point.
It's the worst feeling.
Rocking so
you
hard.
You gotta rock! I gotta say, though, I felt horrible because I was like fucking with you and then I was like, whoa.
So anyway, post-sauna, hung around. Plowed through some vodka, never really got as drunk as I thought.
How many drinks?
Three. That should be drunk off three, tall vodkas.
Like they were double shots?
Yeah. Oh, definitely double shots, yeah.
Yes. You sure?
These were at least
double
shots.
Where was this at? The Brasstown?
Did you ask for a double?
No, just vodka on the rocks, so.
They weren't double shots then.
They were, I know what a double shot looks like in a glass in my hand. I know what a shot over the rocks looks like, and this was more than that.
You don't know.
Yeah. Why don't you trust me? But also, finally was just like, all right, I'm just going to take off and go to bed with my mild buzz. And I went to bed, and I was like, I'm probably going to wake up with a headache tomorrow because, again, back to earlier, my body doesn't process alcohol that well. Not a headache, nothing. I woke up feeling fantastic the next day.
Oh, you're an alcoholic now. Yeah, a five.
Yeah.
Yes. Did he plateau?
Yeah, you did it.
He fucking plateaued. How
proud of you.
Way to go.
At 40 and everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, now it's time to try to do that with whiskey.
All right, so that's what we have to do, right? We have to take John to a sauna room, let him have his sauna. same. We'll do the. You gotta have like this. Whatever you wore, the same. Keep everything else the same.
Oh yeah, it's gotta be the same sauna.
If we're going to this trouble, yeah. I think you guys
let's take a trip.
I think you guys need to come in with me.
I'll do it
if we're doing this, and then no, just drink afterwards and just see what happens. We may
absorb some of the heat, and you know that they're just gonna ruin the.
I'm totally down with this, though. Let's do this. I'm totally down with this.
No, I'll go. I'm not going to the sauna with you. Is all I'm saying.
I'm going.
I'll wear a bathing suit, dude. You're not gonna see my balls.
Well, I'm definitely not going in the sauna with
you. We'll see his balls. At some point on the trip, we're going to see his balls.
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of that saying.
When he gets drunk as fuck.
Because we're just going to get one room, real king-size bed.
Anyway, yeah, I'm curious about the health benefits of the sauna now. I'm on board.
Do you think it's... what kind of vodka was it?
You think that's a health benefit?
I drank a Grey Goose, and then I drank an Absolute, and then I drank a Tito's.
You mixed vodkas?
Yeah.
Because you were like, this doesn't taste like real vodka.
Absolute's a little weak, isn't it? Isn't it like slightly less proof than...
I think they're all 80.
All 80 proof?
Yeah, which is weak.
Yeah. Which, is most whiskey 80 or 100 proof?
I mean, most whiskey is 80, but between 80 and 100... there's a lot of like 92 proof.
So we need a good sample size of three, not a very good sample size. Let's say I'm going to do this with an unopened bottle of vodka. So we're going to test this out. He's going to do whiskey because that's his drink of choice.
What do you think? Three drunks is going to get me drink.
No, you're going to drink. You're going to drink whatever amount of whiskey you want to, and then see if you are as drunk as you think you should be off that amount of whiskey. Because oh, you know
this is going to go well.
This is
going to be great.
Are we going to do a podcast? Because that's the only way I can tell if I'm drunk.
We've got to.
Obviously, I can't speak right now. What's going on?
You need a sauna. You need a good sauna.
Maybe we should just do a podcast in a sauna.
Do you want to be the control group and not drink any alcohol and see what benefits you get?
Dad.
Sure.
You don't get the drink.
You just Bebos, just crushing Bebos as many as you can.
Oh, yeah, you don't really like liquor, huh?
I don't drink much liquor, no.
What if we get you Jägermeister?
Down. Okay.
That'd be a crazy sauna challenge. Ooh. Just Jäger bombs.
No bombs. No Red Bull.
Just you're sweating. Oh, just Jäger and Red Bull.
That's what I'll do. I'll just do the Red Bull and fucking Jäger. That's what I'm gonna do.
Just do big ass Jäger. Just trying to pour.
Yeah. Finally, I just get to drink a shit ton of Jäger after a sauna. I love the taste of Jäger.
Shot of Jäger, shot of Goldschlager.
Oh!
Yeah, because, you know, the flicks of gold will help scrape everything down.
Oh, yeah.
It's real gold, man.
Is it not?
I mean, sure.
Sure.
Gold is very non-reactive.
I mean, it's gold-colored.
What do you mean by color?
It's gold flake. It's gold flake.
All right.
Dust.
What do you mean by flake?
You know, flake.
Right. So how about that G-Day game? No?
Sorry, I didn't make it out to the G-Day game the next day after the birthday party. Just kind of chilled at the house for a bit.
Yeah, I didn't make it out either.
No. I went and played golf.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
how many balls did you take?
I drove around on the golf course.
Did you?
Man,
lose
I'll
all?
Say this. I only lost like, I think it was like maybe eight. Maybe six or eight.
That's not bad.
It's not bad for me.
What's the water to woods ratio on this thing?
I think everything was in the woods.
Oh.
No water? That's nice.
Hold on.
Was there no water on the course?
No. No, there was water on the course. I did not hit anything in the water.
Cool.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Way right, man. The water was in front of me. If it was to the right of me, you know, maybe. But everything was to the right.
You just hooked it out in the
I
woods.
Had one good drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, in the fairway, not directly in the middle, but in the fairway.
Right. Hey, that's all you need.
Lefty or righty?
Righty.
Oh, okay. No. So wait, slice is out to the right if you're righty, right?
Right.
Right.
Slice.
Yep.
You done been slicing.
Yeah.
You gotta turn your wrists over.
I had a great time though.
Does that help?
It was one. Wait,
which wrist?
Your out wrist.
Out wrist.
Your left.
Oh, turn the left wrist. Like turn it.
I mean, your right. Sorry.
Got you.
That's your right there. Is that your right hand?
It's not my right hand.
It's your right hand, yeah.
Damn it.
Golf is insane. Golf, to be good at golf, is fucking crazy. That's a tough fucking game.
Yeah, it's the hardest game.
It's tough as
shit. It's the hardest game ever invented. It is.
It's great, too, because when you hit that shot, that's what keeps you wanting to, like, I can do it again. And you fucking, yeah. I can't.
Why can't I just do that every time?
I know, right? Yeah. I don't play enough, so I'm not going to beat myself up. I don't play enough at all.
Right.
I do like the game, but
nobody plays enough.
No, there's people that play enough. I just can't afford to play enough.
It's so much easier to play golf all the time if you work at a golf course.
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. Or if your friend does.
Those days are gone.
Oh. Do you think you'll play better after a sauna?
Oh, maybe.
I need to try that.
I think you're just like more mentally aware and, you know, like everything's just functioning better.
Not sure. Worth a try. That'll be our second sauna experiment after we secure a sauna.
Well, we need to play around before the sauna and then play around after the sauna. So we go in the morning in a sauna and then play 9 holes.
My wife's mom has an infrared sauna.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can borrow that. It might even be like something we could throw in a trailer. Portable sauna.
What's an infrared sauna?
I guess it uses infrared light to heat you up.
It's a pretty solid guess you got there.
What kind of sauna were you in, John?
Traditional.
I think traditional. Yes, it was some heat coils and some rocks over those. So
a rock sauna.
Right. Yeah. Straight up rock sauna.
And you pour water over that? You can.
Yeah. Sprinkle a little water on the rocks. Yeah.
Okay. It's like you Methodist baptize the rocks.
God, you just sweat. Sweat just trickling down your semi-nude body.
I'm told we should do this, though. I really would like to do this.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it tomorrow.
We'll make a weekend trip.
This is going to be the new Armageddon After Party Challenge, since we just bowled right over the doing an open mic. Still working on that.
Oh, well, yeah. We're just trying to find a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Still scoping them out.
It's got to be the right one, you know, with audience members that really get our kind of humor.
Oh, we are coming up on summertime, so the students will be out of town. Maybe the audiences will thin out a little bit. Just to a level with which I'm comfortable.
Yeah, maybe like a third of the crowd at these places. You know what we need to do? Is just do our own. We need to do our own comedy special.
I don't know if we have the. I don't know if we can do that.
Right out back. We can do it right out back.
Yeah, we can listen. You can hear the birds. I was saying we need to do an outdoor podcast. Look, it's happening right now, folks.
Have y'all been to the outdoor section at Walmart recently?
No.
They play the most wretched screaming sound of some predatory bird. Now, it's unnerving how fucking terrible and off-putting it is. And it's some sort of an effort just to keep the birds out, which I was never bothered by the fucking birds in the Walmart outdoor section.
Yeah, but that's to keep pigeons out so they don't shit everywhere.
But I wasn't bothered by pigeons or pigeon shit in the outdoor section at Walmart. Like, I'm bothered by the noise that blasts in my face when I'm trying to buy fucking washers for my hose.
Oh, you're bothered by predatory bird calls?
I'm assuming it's asshole. A predatory bird.
I bet you could go on Yelp and leave a nasty review.
Oh, yeah.
It'll make a difference.
You know, when I worked at Sanford Stadium, they did the same thing over the loudspeakers there.
Oh, and really?
So all day long, it was like...
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know
that.
But
did they do it while people were in the stands trying to enjoy the game?
I guess they don't have to because there's like
people there.
82,000 people.
But I mean, imagine if they did, how terrible that would be for the people that are just there trying to go about their day and enjoy a football game.
I think the answer here is, what the fuck are you doing in an outdoor section of Walmart?
Buying washers for hoses. Sometimes you lose the washers out of the hose. Sometimes you need to buy more.
I get it. But, you know,
occasionally I need
plants.
They
don't play bird call predatory mating noises at Lowe's.
You put mating in there. Mating was not in there in the beginning. I don't know why you went there. Yeah.
What? Just, gay birds? We got a bunch of gay birds over here?
Just the sound of hardcore bird fucking.
Is that what birds sound like?
I saw the fucking dumbest meme the other day. It was just a picture of a pigeon. It's like, I've sold my homing pigeon on eBay 20 times. So dumb.
I love a dumb meme.
I love them.
Because they're all dumb.
They're all fucking stupid.
God, I love a fucking meme that will educate you.
Have you guys?
Yeah. Oh, I always use a meme to like state a fact.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Have you guys seen the preview for the new Robin Hood movie?
What? I didn't know they were making it.
There is a new Robin Hood movie coming out soon.
Robin Hood movie?
Robin Hood!
A sidekick is getting a movie?
Okay, is it like an English Robin Hood or is it like an American Robin Hood?
It is an English Robin Hood. So the preview came when I was trying to watch...
I thought it was from Batman.
I think I was trying to watch Epic's Faith No More on YouTube today, and the preview came up, and I was just about to hit skip ad, but I was like... I'll roll with this. I'll see what this new Robin Hood movie is about. And at the beginning, I was like, this is just shit. Why are they making a new Robin Hood movie? I think the last one was, what's the dude's name that...
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Did anybody see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
I don't remember seeing that.
How was it?
It was a lot like Gladiator. It was like Robin Hood, but like during wartime.
Yeah.
You know? Like it was interesting. I wouldn't, you know, it was no Prince of Thieves. I mean, you can't beat that kind of Robin Hood. I'm not even going to try to do an English accent.
Just fuck it.
Kevin Costner was great. Robin Hood was the best.
I mean, I loved it. That was a great movie.
Christian Slater.
Fucking yeah.
Was in that.
Fucking yeah.
Morgan fucking Freeman.
Fuck yeah.
But tell me, brother, are you going to finish what you started?
Why a spoon, cousin?
Why a spoon? Why
Alan Rickman?
Sharp, like an axe?
And I can't remember what Guy Gisborne's real name was. He was, wasn't he Top Dollar in The Crow?
Ooh, hey, that's one I haven't seen in a long time.
He may not have been Top Dollar. I can't remember what his character's name was.
Fire it up!
I take that back. I think he may have been the villain in The Crow, too. I think Top Dollar may have been in the first one. But anyway, yeah, so I'm watching this preview, and I was like rolling through, and I was like, there's no reason for another Robin Hood movie. This is fucking terrible. I can't believe what they're doing. And then Jamie Foxx shows up.
Wait.
Jamie Foxx is in the new Robin Hood movie.
Is he playing the Morgan Freeman character?
I'm not sure. I'm going to rewatch it and see if that's the case.
Or the Dave Chappelle
character. You do
racist.
Blonde?
Oh, just see Dave's. Achoo? That's you.
He's got maybe a combo of the two of them.
But they give away one weird bit of it, so they keep showing. So the entire first part of the preview, he's in the hood the whole time, and they're playing up this thing of like, who is Robin Hood? What the hell is going on? And then they keep showing who is either the Prince John or the Sheriff of Nottingham character, and it's Eggsy from what's that Secret Service movie that recently came out,
like the Kingsman?
Yes, Kingsman. Which I like that actor. Like, he's very, I don't know. He's just.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Kingsman, the Secret Service movie that came out. The kid that plays Eggsy.
I don't know.
He's not Colin Firth. Anyway.
Okay.
So he is playing like the bad guy character. And then at some point in time, the female lead is describing Robin Hood and all of his awesome characteristics. And she basically goes,
he steals from the rich and gives to the poor.
She goes,
Robin of the Hood.
And she goes, he's really just not you. And the guy looks at her and goes, are you sure about that? And then so later they show him, apparently the bad guy is Robin Hood. And they just reveal this in the trailer. So Eggsy is Robin Hood. He's jumping around doing fucking John Woo, like jumping through doorways and shooting arrows like front and back. Like, it's insane. Oh, like
better
crazy.
Than Legolas?
Yes. Oh, so much better than Legolas. Oh. He could outshoot Legolas any day.
Take that guy.
Orlando Bloom.
Legolas. Orlando Bloom.
Don't. Orlando Bloom's an amazing, just a beautiful human being. I can't believe you forgot his name.
Can I call him Orlando Bloom?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
All right. Well, to go Orlando Bloom.
But yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit happening. It's apparently there's a mad, crazy action movie. He's shooting arrows all over the place. I think he's
front
got
and back.
I think he's got a crossbow with like an arrow clip at
Wait.
Some point in time.
Robin Hood doesn't need a
this
crossbow.
This Robin Hood does.
Maybe it's for Little John.
I don't know who Little John is. Maybe Jamie Foxx is Little John.
You think it's Lil John?
Lil John.
Maybe.
Yeah. Robin of the Hood. Yeah. Surely somebody has done that on the internet. Lil John is Little John. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Wait a second. Is this Robin Hood? Yeah.
What? Surely I'll call you John Little.
What?
Okay. Why has nobody done that? If they haven't done that, it's out there. We've got to find it.
It's out there. We have no
Robin
ideas.
In the Hood. Okay.
So you're watching. You've seen Barry, right?
Yes.
Have you watched Barry?
No.
We've got to get you an HBO Go password.
Have you got the episode 5 yet?
Yes. Barry's good. That's a good show.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
What?
Well, let's talk about other shows that we haven't all seen.
The Avengers. You guys haven't seen The Avengers yet, have you?
No.
All right. What? Can't really talk about that then.
You can talk about it. You can ruin it for me.
It's good.
Wait a second. Have you seen it? Is that a war about Infinity Stones?
Yes. How did you... You've been watching the previews again, haven't you?
I mean, I pay attention. I'm into pop culture.
Oh, definitely.
Are you?
But yeah, I'm super into it.
They fucking Marvel kills it again in having a villain where like his crazy master plan really kind of makes sense. I mean, that was the thing with Black Panther. Like, y'all saw that, right?
No.
It just doesn't go to, you don't go to movies, do you?
I don't.
Is there anything that you've been watching lately that you want to talk about that we could crack wise about?
No, because I've gone in a weird fucking place.
Season 5 of The Sopranos?
No. It's not a bad season. It's a good season.
So good.
I've gone into like those locked up, hard time shows.
Oh, yeah.
Prison, man. It scares the shit out of me.
Oh,
It's fucking weird. I was talking to John about this.
And it's just, you can land yourself in there so easily.
It's just the slightest little, just you zig when you should have zagged.
Exactly.
Just 10 exactly. years in prison. There you go.
Because that's what they all say. I was
The wrong place at the wrong time.
Wrong place, wrong time.
I'm going to toss this out there. This I don't know how you're going to take this, but they're all liars. There's a lot more than they made one mistake and they got put in prison. Occasionally, I'm sure that happens.
Sure, yeah.
I'm sure that happens, but like, I think sometimes they downplay the role of their own choices and how they got into prison.
I don't know.
I mean, when I was in prison, all the people in my cell were innocent.
Yeah, but some...
But so was I.
I don't know.
You're thinking about the Shawshank Redemption, aren't you? It's like, everybody's in here is innocent.
I don't know. I don't know. It just, yeah, it's a fucked up thing.
Yeah. That doesn't sound very relaxing.
It's not.
Are you
it's
watching really this before not. You go to bed at night or what?
It's sometimes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
I'm just so fascinated with it. Yeah. And the mindset and how someone become after being in the system so long.
And I will walk that back when I said they're all liars. Like, that's a dickish thing to say. I apologize for that. But
you're a dick.
But I will say, I will stand on, they might mislead you a bit on how, like, the role of their own choices got them where they're at.
No, you understand that.
A lot of them got fucked by the system or by their lawyer or by the girl they were dating. Like,
no, it's life. It's a lot of decisions that they've made, you know, and... And that's, like, the things I've watched, that's not even the thing. That a lot of them aren't crying innocent. Yeah. They're like, no, I did this. Yeah.
I did the shit out of that.
But being here for this, you know, and there is a common factor in most of them is, you know, some type of broken home or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's scary, dude. And I've had some fucked up dreams.
Yeah.
That's all I was watching for him. Like, anything I was watching on Netflix, it was this show. And it's just so fucking
crazy. Would you
say
prison shows or your Dark Tower?
Maybe.
You're just watching them on a loop?
It just fascinates me. It really fascinates me when they go inside and fucking just balling these guys around in prison. Mm. They just video on them. Just their life, making whatever, showing how they hide shit, fucking make shanks.
Up their butts.
Yeah, and what they do. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. And how much coffee fucking cost? And fucking, if you get a hold of some coffee, you can make some money. That and tobacco.
Are people still flying things into prisons with drones? I know that was an issue there for a while.
I think it's still a thing, because... So the time period on some of this is maybe like 2014,
right.
And then some maybe even earlier, and some of it earlier than that, like 2008.
The early drone technology.
Yeah, but it's amazing what people get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they pretty much get fucking whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, you gotta get it. Pay off a guard.
That's true.
Ain't no thing.
But that's the fucking crazy thing too. Like how many guards or, you know, prison workers there are to inmates. Mm-hmm. Like, if the prisoners could really get organized, they could fucking do some, and it has happened, but mm-hmm. there's so
they
many
need to start
fucking
a prisoner union.
Because even in like certain cell blocks and stuff like that, there's like two guards to every 100 something fucking prisoners. It's crazy.
I'm trying to think of which of those shows I was watching where they were, it was basically them feeding the guys that were in solitary confinement. And so they're just going and they've got essentially like this bar that runs the entire length of the cells. And there's two giant steel panels that they just slide like to each cell and just open up just enough to like slide the tray through or whatever. Because these guys are just, they've been in there so long and they just don't give a fuck. Like if they can just grab you, if they can get a hold to you, they will murder you.
Right.
And yeah, so it's like three guys going through in full riot gear. And yeah, they slide these steel panels down and
it's
they just slide them
up
across, put whatever through, and then they slam them shut and move to the next one. Oh my God, I can't imagine.
Well,
just
and that, like seeing some of them, that's their mindset. They don't give a fuck. Like, what else are you going to do to them? They're there.
Yeah, yeah. Like the
they
lifers.
They have lifers. It doesn't matter.
Like, just murdering a guard would just be a distraction from whatever, like, 23 hours you just spend sitting there staring at a wall all day. Jesus, man.
Well, and that's the biggest punishment is, like, solitaire.
Yeah.
You know? Being locked up for however many days or, you know, weeks, whatever, however long they keep. Some guys they keep for a while, man.
Yeah.
It's a weird... I'm sorry. I've already brought it down. It's affected me. It's just crazy. It really is crazy.
So, yeah, Thanos shows up and he's looking for these Infinity Gems. Infinity Stones, I'm sorry. I think the gems were in the...
No, I think you're right. I think you had it right. I think it's gems.
It's so good, man. You need to see this. You need to see this movie.
Yeah, but I haven't seen the last four.
You need to catch up. Or there's YouTube videos where they will give you every important thing that you need to know going to the... I did that with Westworld. I went back, rather than watch the entire first season of Westworld, you can find like a 13-minute YouTube video where they chronologically explain everything that you need to know before you watch season two.
Well, that's... not the way I do things. I'm thinking about just not watching movies and listening to the Dark Tower again.
Are you done with it?
Yeah, I've been done.
Okay.
I finished it again for the second time.
I thought you were going back to the news.
I have been. And it sucks.
Dude, I listened to NPR on the way over here earlier, and I was just like, it's all bad. It's all bad news.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like they were like, President Trump actually did something normal, which is apparently he named some sort of like a, not a spiritual advisor, but somebody who was supposed to come in and I guess kind is of function.
Miss Chloe?
Oh, God. I think she's dead. Miss Cleo? The Call Me Now lady?
Miss Chloe.
I think it should be that.
Miss Chloe. Ask him, Miss Chloe.
Ask him if it's Miss Chloe.
Ask him if Miss Chloe.
Hey, ask but, him if Miss Chloe can tell me what the future's going
to
be.
Wait, but what no, he's giving this speech about they've named this person to this position, and they're supposed to kind of function, I think, as a liaison between like spiritual leaders and trying to get essentially like churches to step up and help the community.
What's going on over here?
All right, we got a dog scratching on yeah. the on is the bunker about, carpet right now.
Is she going to take a shit?
She's, okay, she's laying down.
Take a shit.
She was just scratching her up a spot on the carpet.
Mm. Okay.
But yeah, Trump was doing something which I think is normally like presidential, which was so unusual to hear like a news story where they were like, oh, he just did something normal today. But yeah, they appointed this person, and in his speech, he's talking about like how important it is for like churches to support the community and like the importance of God. And he's really, it's just pandering. I think he's just doing damage control because of the Stormy Daniels thing.
Well, nobody believed, like, none of them believe that that's even real. It's all fake news, right?
But fucking Giuliani came out and said, you've seen this news story, right?
Yeah.
That, like, he said clearly that Trump repaid the lawyer the money that the lawyer paid to her, which is completely counter to any story that the White House has given,
right.
But also is a possible violation of campaign finance laws.
Well, he was clear to say that it was not campaign money that was used.
But I think it comes down to if it was money that was paid in an effort to keep from tanking his campaign. I think it technically is, right?
Yeah. Who knows? They'll find some sort of stupid loophole.
I just love that's his lawyer. Wait,
who's they? Oh, he fired Ty Cobb. The White apparently.
House. Yeah.
What?
He had an attorney named Ty Cobb. Yeah.
Really?
We live in a weird ass world, dude. But yeah, Ty Cobb's not his attorney anymore.
Oh, not the Georgia Peach?
No, not him. He's been dead for some time now.
Royston, Georgia?
Yeah, he was a mean fuck, apparently.
Quite racist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sharpened his cleats and shit. Fuck Ty Cobb.
He sharpened his cleats in shit or in shit? Like, that was part of it. Not only am I going to cut you, I'm going to cut your shin. There's going to be doo-doo all in that wound.
But it's going to be doo-doo in it. For sure.
With shit.
That would be the worst. He's just filing it and then just dipping it in fresh feces.
No, he was standing in fresh feces while he was sharpening it. So the shit was inside the shoes.
Just making rookies like shit on the ground in front of him, so he's got fresh human dookie.
It's like, I can't sharpen these down enough if I'm not standing in shit.
Dear God.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was weird to hear him like speaking and doing something like, I guess, presidentially normal. It was such a weird experience. But then also like thinking that he's just doing it to counteract this other shit that's going on. It's like, it's just gross. It's all gross.
So he appointed a spiritual advisor?
No, they're not a spiritual advisor. It's someone who is supposed to, like, it's a thing that conservatives get fascinated with sometimes, with like trying to get the churches to step in and do stuff that to basically alleviate the government from having to provide support to like impoverished communities, stuff like that, to like push churches and stuff to do it, which is something they should be doing. Anyway, they get fucking tax breaks.
Oh, yeah.
They should be doing this stuff.
100% what they should be doing if they're following the rules of the book they follow.
Yeah. What book is that?
Book of Mormon.
Nice. Calling you out, Mormons.
Yeah, that's not the first time this podcast.
Not at all. Not the first time this episode.
Well,
you were making fun of their swimsuits earlier.
Yeah.
I think we might be... I think I might be Mormist.
A Mormist.
That time they came and you yelled at them here at your property.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You need to check your Christian privilege.
What was it, Christmas Eve?
Wait, Mormons are Christians technically, aren't they?
Yeah, I think
it's an offshoot of Christianity, yeah.
Well, sort of. don't know.
You think it's more made up than real Christianity?
Yeah, I think so. Like, 'cause they made it up after the other made up stuff. Like, we're gonna just tie onto this made up stuff and like make up our own stuff.
No, it was like, we can make up our own shit. Man, I got a story. Let me tell you about this.
They're written on golden tablets.
Sci-fi guy, no.
Trying to think who it was, if it was Tosh that said something about, like, it's because Mormonism is so young, it's like it's young enough that, like, his grandfather can go, no, that's bullshit.
Right.
Like, that's how you know it's a cult.
And that's how you know it's a cult, like Axiom.
Axiom. Axiom body spray. The same people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're off. Are we off?
I'm good.
You got nothing else?
No. I think I'm good.
That's a smooth transition.
I never had anything. Yeah. Except I could tell you about some prisons. In Georgia.
Ohio's a crazy ass place. Slipknot came out of Ohio, didn't they?
That might be right.
I think that's right. Ohio's just a strange, weird shit comes out of Ohio.
Their prison systems are fucking crazy.
John Kasich, is he Ohio?
Michigan?
I'm not sure.
No, maybe Ohio.
I've got a lot of family from Ohio. So does my wife.
That makes sense.
Everybody I meet seems like they have some tie to Ohio.
Oh, maybe are related.
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
You know what else is awesome? ArmageddonAfterParty.com, where you can find all the information that you want to about Armageddon After Party and the members of Armageddon After Party. You guys can go there for episodes.
How many members are there?
What? I mean, I don't know.
I think 3 full-time. And there's some part-timers out there.
Yeah.
Right.
We haven't had a guest in a while. We need a part-timer on here.
Tell me about it. You gotta bring something to the table every once in a while. You guys can go to Facebook.com/ArmageddonAfterParty, and that's where you can find out when we're putting out new episodes. You can get survival tips, all kinds of neat stuff on ArmageddonAfterParty.com and Facebook.com/ArmageddonAfterParty. You know what else you can do is follow us on Twitter at afterparty.
That's not it at all.
That's not it. It's at AfterPartyPod. At AfterPartyPod.
Axiom about it.
Yeah, just Axiom about it. Just Axiom me. Yeah, that's Twitter at AfterPartyPod. You guys can follow me on Instagram at dick.loverboy. Is it dick.lover.boy?
Lover.boy?
Damn, I'm going to change it to that.
Dick.lover.boy.
Dick dot.
Yeah. Why didn't I do that in the first place? Damn it. You guys can follow Gerald Importante on Twitter over here. And TJ _Higgins. I keep forgetting to leave the underscore. I mean, I forget to leave the underscore out. I don't keep forgetting. Damn it.
You need a sauna.
This is ridiculous.
You need a very good sauna.
I haven't even finished my second drink. This is just dumb. It's just dumb. I think that we're just getting old.
Don't do it. No. We can't.
Is it just because we're over the hill?
We're definitely getting old.
We're over the hill now, yeah. And 2 drinks is making me not be able to speak properly.
40 over the hill?
Somehow magically did your drinking abilities morph into my body? Like, I'm able to tolerate alcohol now and you're not?
Yes!
I stole your shit!
That's what happens when
it's the magic of sauna! See what happens?
It's like being in a prison. When you're around people long enough, you steal shit from them.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what I'm going to steal from DJ.
Oh, you're going to take something from me?
I'm not going to plan to. It's just going to happen.
Hey, take that baby his.
Just a child?
Okay.
Just go home and there's a 1-year-old at my house. It's like, how did this happen? Fucking magic of sauna. It just made my life substantially worse.
You need to give that baby some Yoda pajamas.
Sometimes the sauna gives awesome drinking ability. Sometimes it takes away your freedom for the next 18 years.
You think we can start our own cult around saunas?
Yes.
Sauna cult?
Yeah.
Who's going to be? Who's gonna recruit the harems for us?
Oh, no. This is we're going to get into a sweat lodge situation. Like, people have done this. Cult leaders have done this. Like, Native American sweat lodges. And people tend to end up dying when this happens.
Yeah, we're going to do it without mescaline. It's only ecstasy. From the bunker in beautiful Athens, Georgia, I'm Dick Loverboy saying goodbye for the Reverend Florist and Big Rose. Say goodbye, boys.
Sauna.
If the sauna's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.